This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Vonnie joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Kennedy. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
So you founded You Hold the Light. I want to talk about this, but it was founded because you're actually a two-time cancer survivor. My God, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's not a feat I'm proud of, but I'm so happy to be here. I had cancer twice within the past 6 years and probably been through it all with, you know, the surgeries, the radiation, the chemo, the treatment. Mm. And I had it as an adult, and I know the toll it takes on your body. So it really led to You Hold the Light, if you'd like me to tell you about that right now.
Please do.
Great. So my daughter and I founded You Hold the Light, and we did it for the sole purpose of raising money to give to organizations that serve children with cancer. Having known what it did to my body and what it did to my emotional state and my family, my daughter she's 13 now, so the first time she was around 6 or 7, so she's seen it all. Knowing what it does to, you know, the family, the body, just your zest for life, We decided to start a business where we make handmade products, different types of candles, including crystal healing candles. Jasmine herself has a whole line of slimes that children love to play with. We have art, and we just started a new line of zipper bags that come out, wristlet bags. And we donate 20% of all of our profits to organizations that serve children. So last year, we donated to the Boston Children's Child Life Services, and this year we donate to St. Jude's, as well as an organization up here on the North Shore called Lucy's Love Bus, and they provide integrative therapies and activities for children with cancer and their families, and that is really the sole mission of this business.
What's it like working with your daughter in something this important?
You know, she has really taken this on. She knows the importance of it, and she is truly enjoying not only making the products, but getting out in front of people to tell the story. And it makes me so proud of her. I've always been proud of her, but this is just above and beyond. And she fully supports everything that we do. And I have to tell you, it's so fun just spending the time with her all the time,
right,
when I can take her on the weekends with me. Whereas, you know, everybody's busy with work and school and activities during the weekdays. And just that great time to spend with her as well.
Most people after a battle with cancer, and you've had two, they just beat cancer and then they heal and spend time with their family and go on with their life. Why was it important for you to do this and try to give back in another way?
Well, I'll tell you, the first time I thought it was a fluke, and the second time I thought, whoa, there's a larger message for me out there that I should be doing something else. And I think this message was to give back, and there's a way to do it, and for me, it was to focus on the kids, because I just don't want them to have to go through this, and if they have to, what can we do to make this better for themselves, better for them, their families, their siblings, you know, bring some joy into a situation that's really anxious and sad and scary. And so that second one came about, and I said, you know what, I need to shift my priorities and really think about how I can give back. And this is how it came about.
I'm actually holding a few of your products in my hand. I have the hot cocoa hand-poured soy wax candle, which smells fantastic. Mm. There's also an adorable wax candle that's a couple of puppies.
Yeah.
Puppy candles, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Right? I'm also holding the wristlet, which is really nice. And so, you know, how you sell these things, there's a couple of ways that you're doing this. So you can go to their website, youholdthelight.com, youholdthelight.com. And then I'm sure you're doing pop-ups everywhere, correct? Where can people come find you if they want to shop you somewhere?
We do. Thanks for that. The last one we have is this Saturday at Keith Tech in Framingham. We did a whole slew of them for the holidays, and this one is Saturday from 9 to 3 over at Keith Tech.
And again, if you want to find them, it's youholdthelight.com, youholdthelight.com, and 20% of the profits from each sale save children with cancer.
That's incredible.
That is just, that speaks volumes to who you are.
So fill up your stockings for your friends and families and do good for others. Perfection. It's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
It's true. Phoenix, great present.
Vonnie, what is your daughter's name again? I missed it.
Her name is Jasmine.
Jasmine. All right. Well, Vonnie, you and Jasmine are officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo!
I'm very excited. Thank you so much. We really appreciate this.
YouHoldTheLight.com, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234. It's nice to talk to you, Vonnie. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You too.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Vanessa from Quincy.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, good morning, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
It's the Battle of Quincy, Kennedy.
Thank you. Yeah. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Vanessa, you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She's now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Target has brought back a special item from 2018. It's the sugar cookie flavored milk for Santa's in all of its stores. What is the Target logo?
The bullseye, the red bullseye.
Today in 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his final fight, ending his legendary career. Finish this famous Muhammad Ali catchphrase. Float like a butterfly, sting like a blank.
A bee.
Travis Kelce revealed on his podcast that Taylor's new album is number one on his Spotify Wrapped.
Smart man.
Which song on the album is named after Travis's birthstone?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number four. Conan O'Brien handled the death of both of his parents by joking with his friends that Jason Bateman killed them. Which is kind of funny.
You can't rule it out. We don't know where Bateman was that day.
This is how I grieve, he said. If that makes me a madman, then so be it. Who was Conan's sidekick on his late night show that was just on this season of Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. It's all good. Question number five. John Bon Jovi shared his very first music contract, which paid him $180 for singing on a Star Wars Christmas album in 1980. I think I had that album, man.
You might be the only one.
Who's Bon Jovi's famous daughter-in-law?
Oh, my God. I know I should know this. I know I should know this. I don't know why I want to say, like, Liv Tyler or something. I don't know. Steven Tyler's daughter. I don't know. I don't know.
It's okay, Vanessa. Just breathe. You're doing great. It's just for fun. Bullets aren't flying.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You know how you get that, the buffering?
Yeah. There's not a punishment if you lose. It's okay.
Vanessa was just live buffering.
Oh, relatable content.
Yeah, been there on the radio.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see. I have Vanessa getting 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough.
Thank
are you,
you
ready? Question number one. Target has brought back a special item from 2018. It's the sugar cookie flavored milk for Santas that you can find now in all the stores. What is Target's logo?
It's like a target, a bullseye.
There you go.
Tied at one. Today in 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his final fight, ending his legendary career. Finish a famous catchphrase of his. Float like a butterfly, sting like a...
bee.
His hands can't hit what his eyes can't see. I'm fast. I cut the lights off. I'm in bed before the room's dark. Fast.
He was a wordsmith.
He was. The original rapper.
Tied at two. Question number three. Travis Kelce revealed on his podcast that Taylor's new album is number one on his Spotify Wrapped. Which song on that album is named after Travis's birthstone?
Opalite.
3-2. Question number four. Conan O'Brien handled the death of both of his parents by joking with his friends that Jason Bateman killed them. He said, "This is how I grieve, and if that makes me a madman, then so be it."
I use humor to deflect as well, sir.
Who was Conan's sidekick on his late night show that was just on this season of Dancing with the Stars?
Is it Andy Richter?
4-2. Question number five. John Bon Jovi shared his very first music contract, which paid him $180 for singing on a Star Wars Christmas album. Do you remember that album? That might be before your time.
No, I had it.
I'm pretty sure I had it. Who is Bon Jovi's famous daughter-in-law?
Oh, Millie Bobby Brown.
It is Millie Bobby Brown, yes, from Stranger Things.
Oh, I was way off.
That's all right. That's all right. So 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Good thing, though, Vanessa, you're not walking away empty-handed. You did just win yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save. Stop and check out their lower prices this holiday season. You're welcome. I want to play the Christmas Imperial March next, Kennedy.
No.
Rocking around the Death Star.
Dum, dum, da, dum.
Vanessa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Vanessa from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
The Emperor's coming to town.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You know, the goal around here is just to put a smile on your face. And Brendan is doing it in a way that is so unique and original that it has caught the attention of everybody, not just in Boston, but around the globe as well. I'm going to play you some audio. This is from the Today Show, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hoda's on there. She does her morning boost, and she plays this audio. It's from a video from Brendan walking around as Buddy the Elf and getting into pillow fights.
Mm-hmm. You got it. All right. A holiday stunt inspired by the Will Ferrell movie Elf has taken off on social media.
Hey, pillow fight. Pillow fight.
That's firefighter Brendan Edwards. He dressed up like Buddy the Elf and he walks up to complete strangers, tosses them a pillow. This all happens in Boston. And challenges them to pillow fight. He hopes the video will remind people to stop and have some fun during the hectic holiday rush. Can you imagine if someone came up to you and tossed your pillow? Go!
Just go for it. Get in.
And people are going for it.
They're taking in.
I love that.
It's so funny because Brendan the other day called in to play Can't Beat Kennedy.
Yeah.
And Dan always does a good job behind the scenes of finding out what people are up to that day in their lives to find out a little bit about them. And I look over at my notes and it says, oh, Brendan's going to be dressing up as Buddy the Elf later today to go get in pillow fights. And I was like, what? And then I realized, like, wait, I think I've seen him on social media.
Yeah, and then it came across my feed. He was on the Today Show, and I'm like, you guys, is this the same guy?
The Today Show is big time.
Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Mix 104.
Hey, buddy.
How is everybody?
Good.
What's up, Buddy the Elf?
Hey, good morning.
So, Brendan, you know, he's a funny dad. He's a veteran. He's a firefighter. And he's also an elf. Do you ever imagine a day when you'd be a famous elf?
Yeah, almost every day. No, I'm kidding. No, I had no idea this would happen.
Like, what do the fellas at the firehouse think of what you're doing?
Well, if anybody out there knows the firehouse culture, they know what I went through.
That's why I'm asking.
No, a lot of guys were and girls were in good spirits about it. A lot of donations. I sell North Pole Fire Department T-shirts, so a lot of coworkers, colleagues, and friends picked up some T-shirts and made donations to my fundraiser, and it's all worked out so well so far.
I know you mentioned donations. Can you tell people why you dress up as Bud of the Elf and Pillow Fight?
Yeah, definitely. So I started the Pillow Fighting Elf videos just to be funny for family and friends. But when it blew up and went viral, I said, you know, let's try and take something that's so joyful and silly and let's use it for something meaningful. And then I started making T-shirts, like fire department T-shirts from the North Pole. I made Sully the Elf T-shirts. And all the proceeds that I raise go to Boston Children's Hospital to help them purchase toys for the kids that spend the holidays at Boston Children's Hospital.
You're a good elf.
Oh, thank you.
I also hear he likes hashtags because they look like waffles, Dan.
Yes, they look like waffles. And waffles are far superior than pancakes.
Couldn't agree more.
Your
will
social
not hold
media
your syrup like waffles do.
So next level. There was one of them that hits like him just staring in the camera. And he's like, when you find out the spaghetti already has syrup on it.
So you've been running around pillow fighting people for like 8 years. Is there a moment that sticks out where you've been hit the hardest by a pillow?
The hardest. I just posted a video on my Instagram. This girl hit me so hard last year. It knocked my hat off. It knocked me backwards. And then, like, as I'm keeled over in the fetal position, she goes in for one more shot.
The kill shot.
Yeah, I just feel like...
It's for the kids!
I feel like we could turn into...
Stop!
We could turn into mass holes real quick on the streets of Boston in the pillow fight.
I just
posted a New York City one as well, and you'd be surprised at the difference between technique.
Oh, yeah? What's the technique in New York? They're coming up behind you?
Oh, my gosh. They didn't know I was playing around.
They're aggressive out there.
Yeah.
Super aggressive, but it was still fun.
That's just wonderful.
I found Mickey Mouse.
And then you made it onto the Today Show. That's crazy. What was that like for you?
It was a shock. Like, you're going through your email and you're reading through, like, all the junk that you get from different stores and whatnot, of course. That's just the reality of the email. But then you see something like titled Today Show and you almost think it's a joke. But then you read through it and you see more and more of it, like different stations, different news channels. And it was just all so, like, it's hard to put a word to it. It was just shocking. I was like, fine, like, I can't believe these people are seeing what I'm doing and they want to put it out to the rest of the world.
Hey, shout out to your fire station. Where do you work?
I'm at Needham Fire Station.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, yeah. We think this is wonderful and glorious, and just what we need every day in our lives is to take a minute and have a stupid pillow fight with Buddy the Elf.
It fills me with Christmas spirit.
It does. It does.
I'm so happy.
We'd love to have you a part of the Mix family, too. I know you've been a listener for a minute, and we want to throw out an invitation to you. If you're not busy on Saturday, we would like you to be our guest at Deck the Hall Ball. Do you think you could do that for us?
You're kidding. I would absolutely love that. Yeah. Oh, guys, thank you so much.
Will you come in elf uniform?
Of course I will.
Perfect.
Will you pillow fight our listeners in the concourse?
100%.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get through security with the pillow, but good luck with that.
We'll get him a badge.
I've already got some things in motion.
Oh, yeah, we're going to make him a very important elf.
I'm trying to, yes.
A VIE.
I'm so excited. You have no idea.
Oh, we're so excited to meet you.
No, you put smiles on our faces, and we appreciate that.
You literally exemplify, like, what we want our show to be about.
Right.
That's just being kind to others.
Thank you so much.
We love it.
Okay, so it's Brendan's Funny. If you've not seen him on social media, Brendan's Funny, Brendans Funny, Brendan's Funny. You can find him across social media where Brendan dresses up as Buddy the Elf and goes out and pillow fights people. And there's a bunch of other content that's there as well. And we will
get ready to see him on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
Ooh. Okay, guys, thank you so much for everything. I can't wait to meet you guys.
All right, we'll be in touch soon.
Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
The best.
I'm so excited.
That is.
I know that guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1 streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's do it.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
It's a big one this morning for 8-Bit Hits. Second row, Deck the Hall Ball this Saturday at Aganis Arena. We're going to do a practice run with you, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, take a listen to this 8-Bit Hits. Name that 8-bit hit, please.
That's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
That is correct. Yes, nice job. Christmas tree
at the Christmas. And it's that easy.
Simple, right?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Here's how it's going to work. You got to get three right to win the tickets. If you get one wrong, you're out.
You're out.
I'm the Grinch. I disconnect on you and we move on to the next person.
Oh, dear.
It's the way it's got to work. We got one pair of second row tickets. Tabitha from Holbrook, good morning.
Good morning.
8-Bit Hits, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Have you finished all your Christmas shopping?
I haven't even started.
Hey, these are my people.
Same.
Absolutely.
All right, you got to get three right to win. Name this 8-Bit Hit. Take a listen. What do you got, Tabitha?
I Don't Want a Lot for Christmas.
No. Tabitha, that's the layup.
That was the easy one, I thought.
Yeah.
It's only the most popular Christmas song.
Oh, I think she was there. She just didn't have the name.
Yeah, the name.
The history of Christmas. Julie from Medway, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. What do you got?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Hey, there we go. All right, we're on the board. We are on the board. Ooh, me too. I like it. All right, Julie from Medway, take a listen and name this 8-bit hit. I can't help it. Name that 8-bit hit, please. Julie?
Can't think of it.
Oh, no. See? You think people know them, but they don't.
All right.
It's hard when you're on the radio.
It is difficult. Lynn from Medway. Wow, two people from Medway. Everybody's home today because of the norovirus. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
All right, did you hear the first one?
I did.
And it was what?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
That is correct. Take a listen to the next 8-bit hits. got, Lynn?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Hey, let's go. There it is.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
It's awfully dark.
Walking home from our hilarious scene.
Who lets their grandma walk home alone in the middle of the night?
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
That's a classic. Okay, so you've got two of them now, okay?
This is for all the marbles. Yep.
This is it. Second row tickets,
no
Deck the Hall Ball this Saturday. Name this 8-bit hit. Name that 8-bit hit, please.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
That is correct. Yay!
Nice.
Mr. Winner.
You really
second row,
are
baby.
A heel. You're as cuddly as a
You're
going
to be closer to Kennedy than I am right now.
I'm so excited.
Nice job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So whatever plans you had for the weekend, scrap them Saturday night, second row.
You're booked and busy.
Yes, Deck the Hall Ball. AJR, Max McDown, Kennedy and I are going to be performing as well. I believe the doors are at 6:30. Show starts around 7, 7:30. Bring a new unwrapped toy. We would appreciate that as well, okay?
I sure will. I'll bring multiple toys.
Now we're talking, Kennedy.
That's what I like
that's,
to hear.
That's the vibe we want to hear. All right. Well, congratulations to you. Hang on just a minute. Don't hang up. We got to get some information from you. And I will tell you that Tabitha will never, ever, ever forget.
Oh,
all I want
Carson.
For Christmas is you.
Some lessons are hard.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Joe from Danvers.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So we've got five pop culture trivia questions, Joe. You answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to pick up $1,000 this morning, okay?
All right.
She's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. I understand you're a high school science teacher.
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Today in 1719, the first ever recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis took place in New England. Apparently, it sent some of the Puritans into a panic because they were afraid it was a sign of Judgment Day.
A lot of dudes in buckle hats getting panicked.
Outside of its scientific name, the Aurora Borealis more commonly is called what?
The Northern Lights.
Imagine if you'd have gotten that one wrong.
Yeah, as a high school science teacher.
That'd be bad.
I'd hurt myself, you know?
Question number two. 15 years ago today, Nicole Richie married Joe Madden from Good Charlotte. The ceremony was at her dad's house. Who is Nicole Richie's famous father?
Lionel Richie.
Billie Eilish released the first trailer for her upcoming 3D concert film, Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour. Name this song from Billie Eilish. Oh. That ain't it. Sorry.
I'm not sure about that one.
Hang on a second. Let's try.
Yeah.
That's funny. Let's try this one.
I want you to stay. Till I'm in the grave. Till I run away.
I hear some talking happening.
Who are you conferring with?
Yes.
My paraprofessional.
Okay. And what do you got, Joe? Name the song.
I don't have anything on that one.
Question number four. Beyonce returning to the Met Gala in 2026 as a co-chair, joining Nicole Kidman, Venus Williams, and Anna Wintour. Everyone talks about the gala, but what is the Met?
An art installation.
What is it called?
A museum. The Metropolitan Question excellent something. I don't know.
Question number five. It's been confirmed that Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson will be appearing in the Hunger Games prequel, The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is what it's going to be called. It takes place 24 years before the events of Hunger Games. In those movies, which district were Katniss and Peeta from?
District 8.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! What are we learning in high school science today?
What was that?
What are we learning in science class today?
We're learning about climate change today.
That it's a hoax?
No. So it's very important.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You are the worst.
Well, I can't have fun? We can't make jokes?
About science? Absolutely not.
Science!
That is where I draw the line,
I'm
sir.
Just here for a good time.
Not a long time, according to...
And I'm not trying to make people dumber.
If I keep joking like that, I'm not going to be here for a long time.
All right, so Kennedy, Joe, the science teacher, got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1719, the first ever recorded sighting of the Aurora Borealis took place in New England, which apparently freaked out the Puritans, Kennedy.
Well,
the Aurora Borealis is more commonly called what?
Northern Lights.
1-1. 15 years ago today, Nicole Richie married Joel Madden from Good Charlotte. The ceremony was at her dad's house. Who is Nicole Richie's famous father?
Lionel Richie.
2-2. Billie Eilish released the first trailer for her upcoming 3D concert film, Hit Me Hard and Soft, The Tour. Name this song from Billie Eilish. I want you to stay till I'm in the grave, till I rot away, dead and buried, till I'm in the casket you carry. She doesn't
Birds know. Of a Feather.
Oh, thought I had you. 3-1. Question number 4. Beyonce returning to the Met Gala in 2026 as a co-chair, joining Nicole Kidman, Venus Williams, and Anna Wintour. Everyone talks about the gala, but what is the Met?
It's a museum.
And what is it called?
The Metropolitan Metropolitan Museum of Art. No, that's MoMA. Metropolitan Museum. It's the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
That is correct.
I almost talked myself out of it.
4-2. Question number 5. It's been confirmed that Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson will be appearing in the Hunger Games prequel, The Hunger Games Sunrise of the Reaping. It takes place 24 years before the events of The Hunger Games. In those movies, which district were Katniss and Peeta from?
12.
They were District 12. That is correct. Yeah. Sounds like science class is happening right now, Dan.
Oh, and it's about to be 8.
No, I wish.
Science!
Yeah, soon. Can't wait.
Well, Joe, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win 5-2. You don't get the cash, but thank you so much for calling in to play this morning. We do appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to shout out your school?
I'm at Frederick Douglass Collegiate Academy in the therapeutic program.
Let's get it.
That's awesome, Joe. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Joe from Danvers, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Science!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
A new page in the murder trial of Brian Walsh begins today as the defense prepares to present its case.
It comes after close friends of Walsh's missing wife, Anna, took the stand yesterday. NBC 10's Manoj Kangwari is live for us outside Norfolk Superior Court this morning with more. Manoj?
And it was emotional testimony. They talked about the days that were leading up to Anna Walsh's death, who at the time was working in D.C., but she would often travel back and forth from D.C. to Cohasset because that's where Brian lived with their three kids. He had to stay here in the state at that time because of a federal art case against him.
That from our friends at NBC 10 Boston who are down at the courtroom this morning. Emily D. Baker is here with us now. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi. We're doing good. Obviously, you've been paying close attention to this. You can find Emily on the Law Nerd app, a prior LA deputy district attorney. Her podcast or YouTube channel pays attention to all the biggest trials that are going on around the country. And this one is of particular interest because of what Brian Walsh's defense team has put together, essentially saying, yes, she died. It was whatever happened. Brian found her dead. And then, yes, I did completely cut apart her body and dispose of the parts, which is just a wild defense to me.
It's going to be really interesting to watch as the defense gets underway and see who their witnesses are, in addition to Brian Walsh, because they really set this case up for him to have to testify. And there are some difficult things that he is going to be confronted with at the end of the prosecution's case. We saw some of what they were holding on to after a very long day of DNA. It was an incredibly long day of DNA evidence, and then a very full day of testimony yesterday with some of Anna Walsh's closest friends. Heartbreaking and hard testimony.
So is the idea that because he said that she had died, but he did these things, but since nobody knows how she died, is the idea that he will not get
convicted
of, like, murder? Is that what's in their head?
Their goal seems to be, especially with pleading guilty to two of the counts already that the jury does not know about, their goal seems to be to set Brian Walsh up to be able to testify and say, look, I'm telling you about the things that I did, but trust me when I tell you that I did not kill her, because it is a first-degree premeditated murder. And we saw a preview of the defense's arguments yesterday when they were arguing for a judgment of not guilty or a finding of not guilty that the court denied, in saying, you know, you don't know how she died. There's no proof he premeditated this. There's no proof he had the state of mind to commit a murder. I think their biggest goal is to go not guilty. I think they will argue for lesser included crimes, because a second degree murder without the premeditation gives the option for parole at some point. So if they can convince a few jurors, look, where's the premeditation? You saw everything he did afterwards, but where's what he did before? That's what they are leaning on. It is a more nuanced legal argument. And if he testifies, that argument can go right out the window if the jury looks at him and goes, we don't believe anything you say. So it's a gamble, but it's a hard case, and the DNA evidence is compelling. And they're going to try to argue that all of that goes to disposing of Anna Walsh's remains, not towards killing her.
We're talking to Emily D. Baker. My question for you, Emily, is it seems to me they are trying to argue that, you know, he was scared because of the art case. You know, he was found guilty of this art theft, which he lied about. But then he's trying to also argue that I'm not lying about killing my wife. So I was in trouble for lying about this art case.
I lied about that one thing,
but
not that other.
I'm not lying about murdering my wife. So how is anybody going to believe that, right?
The defense is fighting pretty hard, and the judge still hasn't ruled on letting the jury know about his guilty plea here, because I think what they would like the jury to believe is that, look, he pled guilty to the things that he's admitting, and he pled guilty to the art fraud case. It took a while, but he pled guilty to the art fraud case, so he's going to take responsibility for what he did, but he's not taking responsibility for this. But if the jury feels that he is trying to convince them of something that's not true, it's not going to go well. And the stark contrast yesterday was how emotional the testimony was from Anna's close friends versus how Brian Walsh sounds in all his police interviews. In his police interviews, he's talking about how much money he's earned from charity and whether or not his mother hired a private investigator, and he doesn't sound concerned at all. Her friends were still clearly devastated, and we haven't heard any of that from him. And in all that security video we saw of him walking around the Home Depot and the Lowe's and the Home Goods, he doesn't look concerned at all. He doesn't look like a man who is so freaked out he doesn't know what to do. He is very calmly, with a shopping list, going through Lowe's, buying some awful and horrific things, knowing what they are used for. And he's got a shopping list in his hand and gloves on and a mask on, and not winter gloves, mind you. They are medical gloves that he's walking around the Lowe's in. So.
And so do you think they will have him testify immediately, or do you think they'll wait and he'll be their last witness or last, you know?
I'm not sure who else is on their witness list, but I would imagine they might keep him for the last witness because it is kind of a make or break. It gets very hard to go back to other witnesses. And in other cases we've seen where the defendant has testified, like the Alec Murdaugh case, the defendant tends to testify last after everything else. And it helps, A, keep it fresh in the jury's mind, but B, if there's other testimony that might support what the defendant says, to let that all go first and then have it kind of bolster the defendant's testimony when they testify at the end. I don't know, especially coming up to a weekend. I imagine the defense will want that time with the defendant and use their witnesses through today and a half day on Friday.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on the Law Nerd app. We will talk to you again next Thursday, I hope.
Yes, it will be a very different case by next Thursday. If they haven't closed, they'll be getting close to it. The judge said the jury should have this case by next Friday. So we will see how this case progresses, but they're going to be done pretty quickly. The judge has wanted them done before Christmas, and the attorneys have worked really diligently in this case to get this case moving along pretty quickly, and I think they've done a great job with it. So we'll see what the next week holds.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Emily. We appreciate that.
Thank you both.
Again, you can find Emily on social media. Just look for The Emily D. Baker. Find her on YouTube. She goes live a lot of times during these trials and explains everything that happens in a way that you can understand.
It's so much more interesting than watching the trial because the trial is
boring. It's entertaining. She really makes it a little bit more entertaining. You can also find her again on the Law Nerd app. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah, Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. Taylor Swift stopped by The Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night ahead of the release of her new Disney Plus docuseries, The End of an Era. She looked stunning. She recalled moments from the tour, telling Stephen the moment she realized the tour was something different than her other tours. She said, the entire tour, there was just these sort of out of control, out of body experiences we would have on stage. Most of my band has been with me since I was 16.
That's wild.
And we would just kind of look at each other and be like, this isn't normal. This isn't normal, right? So she says that I'm glad we get to relive it with this movie. Mm. He then asked her to pick her top five songs. And she was like, I don't think I can do that. But she did pick her number one, All Too Well 10-minute version. Mm. She said also somewhere in the top five is Mirrorball from Folklore. She also talked about how grateful she is to have found love and to gotten her music back. Here's what she had to say.
Those two things that you just mentioned, right? Like getting engaged to the love of my life, getting all my music back. Those were two things that just never could have happened. They could have just never happened. It wasn't like, oh, it's just a matter of time. Like both those things could have just never arrived in my life. And I'm so grateful for both of those things happening, you know, and my fans are why I was able to get my music back, you know.
Wait, she got her music back and she got engaged? Did I miss all this?
I know. We haven't heard a lot from her.
Been a big couple years for Taylor.
But
I need to go look that up.
I love that her favorite song ever is a 10-minute diss track to Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think it just, you know, spoke to her soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's just think about it. Any other person in the whole wide planet who said, I want to play a 10-minute song on Saturday Night Live would have been told absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have said, this is what I'm releasing to radio and that's what you're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
But well, and the label said it too.
She did it. And she said, I don't care. And I love that about her. Beyonce will return to the Met Gala next year as co-chair, marking her first appearance in 10 years. She'll join Nicole Kidman, Venus Williams, and Anna Wintour in leading the fundraiser, which, of course, supports the Costume Institute and coincides with new costume art exhibition. Additional hosts and committee members include Sabrina Carpenter, Doja Cat, Sam Smith, and Zoe Kravitz. It will explore the centrality of the dressed body and will debut at the Met's new 12,000 square foot galleries.
Dan and I just looked at each other and when we say that last, what you said, what it celebrates.
No, I shan't have you make fun of my Super
Bowl.
Womp,
womp, womp. Sound like the parents from
which
Peanuts.
Is exactly how you sound when you're talking about traits and football and sports.
It was baseball we were talking about.
Don't even care.
Can we all get dressed up this year for the Met Gala? Can we come into the show?
Absolutely
what
not.
What is it? Pop art? What was it again? Costume art?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
It's the first Monday in May, so mark your calendars.
Dan, are you in?
No.
And guys, I'm going to end with you on something that's just going to warm your heart, because pretty much anything Jelly Roll does just warms our heart. So he was on the Joe Rogan Experience, his podcast, and Craig Morgan, who is a country singer,
yes,
had sent a video ahead that he had asked Joe to play to Jelly. Here's how it went down.
And who would have ever dreamed back then that I'd be back at the Opry House today to say, Jelly Roll, you're officially invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. It's an honor to say welcome to the family, brother.
He wanted to play that for you when you're here.
Have a hug.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I have a hug? That's great.
Jelly said that Craig's song Almost Home helped him while he was in jail. Mm. So this is like all these things coming together in one place, and especially in a nasty Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, that is kind of a weird place to do it.
Yes, but
it's like the biggest podcast in the world.
Correct, but he was human and absolutely, you know, give me a hug, welcome back, and it brings me just the greatest joy. So that's what I got.
Good for Jelly Roll, man. He's an inspiration. The windshield is bigger than the rear view for
Thank
a reason,
you,
baby.
Thank you, Dan. Yes!
They've done a wonderful thing, too, this year, Kennedy. I don't know if you've seen it, but they are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
So they've had all of these events happening all year long. They're bringing in radio people every week to help induct people into the Grand Ole Opry.
A gal named Katie Neal, who is a part of Odyssey, who's a big country person in our radio industry, she got to, host. And I was talking back and forth with her. I'm like, are you dying? She's like, I can't believe this.
Yeah,
I can't believe this.
A friend of mine that you don't know that works in country radio, he had the same thing happen where he got to go and do the whole thing.
I just think it's so wonderful. The way they love radio is so important.
Well, and the way they take care of their artists, too. Mm-hmm. You know, the Grand Ole Opry is great space.
Sure enough. That's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back. During the Subaru of New England Share the Love event, Kennedy, say good morning to Jacob from Georgetown.
Hi, Jacob.
Good morning.
He also has his 3-year-old crew waiting to go to preschool.
Ooh.
That's it. How do you spell crew? Is it like motley?
No, so it's C-R-U-X is how you spell it. I did unbuckle you, buddy. You can roam around the car as free as you like.
Toddler life.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Jacob, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Well, you have one on the way?
Thank you, too. No, actually, we had called in a few weeks ago on November 14th and played and lost, and then later that day, we had another baby born.
So you guys played Can't Be Kennedy and then had a baby later that day?
Yes. The only thing that would have made it even better is if we had won Can't Be Kennedy, but there was questions about Wicked for Good, and I didn't know the name of it, and I lost, and my family gave me crap for it. So hopefully today we can do better.
I still say that was a winning day, though.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good
day. Oh, my gosh. The best day. It was the best day.
I feel like you vividly remember the Campy Kennedy game more than the birth.
Right, right.
All right, here we go, Jacob. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to win. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's over in that soundproof studio. Can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Hackers stole $5.3 billion from people in 2025 alone from impersonating celebrities online. The music artists whose identities were used the most are Taylor Swift at number one and this singer who just wrapped up her Short and Sweet tour at number two. Who is she?
That's Sabrina Carpenter.
Haley Steinfeld, 29 today. She starred as Mary in which 2025 Ryan Coogler movie?
Started Mary. I don't even know who Ryan Coogler is.
Right. That's going to be tough then.
Yeah, no, sorry. Don't got an answer for that one.
Question number three. Yeah, yeah. Jelly Roll was talking to Joe Rogan on his podcast when Joe played a message from Craig Morgan officially inviting Jelly to become a member of the Grand Old Opry. Obviously, Jelly was emotional. He started crying. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
Oh, shoot. It's like really popular, too. Oh, you scaring me? Boo. I don't know. Joe Rogan Experience.
Question number four. Hilary Swank apologized for lashing out at a woman in an airport, not knowing she was a mom taking her sons on a Make-A-Wish trip to Disneyland. Which celebrity who is from Massachusetts has granted the most Make-A-Wish wishes in program's history?
Well, luckily, I've been a pro wrestling fan since I was 6, and that's John Cena from Newburyport.
And question number 5.
Newbury. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
That's all right.
It's okay, John. That wasn't the question.
Ryan Lochte is auctioning off 3 of his 6 Olympic gold medals. Lochte won 6 gold medals for Team USA in which sport?
Say that.
Swimming.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Hey, Dad, I love you.
That's so nice.
That's the best.
Isn't it? Well, he's slapping me in the face, so, you know.
Yeah, you win some, you lose some.
Well, love gives and it takes, Jacob.
Right.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Did Jacob get 4 out of 5, Kennedy? Or Dan? I think that's right.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, he did.
He did? Yeah, that's very good.
Let's go. Okay, stop hitting me, please.
Don't ever stop.
Stop hitting me, please. That's a phrase you probably don't want to utter every day, but I bet you do.
These are tough, Kennedy.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah.
Hackers stole $5.3 billion from people in 2025 alone by impersonating celebrities online. The music artists whose identities were used the most were Taylor Swift at number one, and this singer who just wrapped up her Short and Sweet tour at number two. Who is she?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Haley Steinfeld, 29 today. She starred as Mary in which 2025 Ryan Coogler movie?
Sinners?
Yes. Have you seen that one yet?
Oh, many times.
Oh, so good. 2-1. Question number 3. Jelly Roll was talking to Joe Rogan on his podcast when Joe played him a message from Craig Morgan officially inviting Jelly to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry. What is the name of Joe Rogan's podcast?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
3-2. Question number 4. Hilary Swank apologized for lashing out at a woman in an airport, not knowing she was a mom taking her sons on a Make-A-Wish trip to Disneyland. Which celebrity who is from Massachusetts has granted the most Make-A-Wish wishes in program's history?
John Cena.
That is right.
4-3.
Question number 5. Ryan Lochte auctioning off 3 of his 6 Olympic gold medals. Ryan Lochte won 6 gold medals for Team USA in which sport?
Swimming.
It was swimming.
Okay, stop hitting me. Stop hitting me.
Oh,
it is. No, it's cool. Just
bless your heart. I wonder why I don't have kids.
I would listen to the Jacob and Crew podcast, Dan.
All day, every day.
There's a lot going on in that car.
Oh, no, it's great because I was going into their bedroom earlier to get them dressed and, you know, I'm looking for my daughter's Yeti and he has one of her shoes on his hand and he's like, what does this shoe smell like? And I'm like, okay. It turns out, apparently it's like a strawberry-scented sandal, so he wasn't going crazy or nothing.
Oh, my God.
Jacob, somebody just texted and said, this CBK is validating my entire parental experience. So you're not alone.
It is relatable.
I'm glad
contest.
We could do that for somebody.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we hope you guys have a great day. Oh, my gosh.
I'm just going to let you do your thing.
This is fun.
By the way, we got to give you a $100 gift card. You guys can go to the 99 Restaurant. Here's free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards, easy, fast, and always a hit. You got to love the 90s.
You got to.
Maybe get a babysitter and leave the kids at home for an hour.
Yeah. Or you sit them at a table and you go sit at the bar.
Right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jacob from Georgetown, and I can't beat Kennedy still.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Dan from Gloucester.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
Hi, I'm living the dream. How about you?
Two Dans on the show?
We just got double the ratings.
It's like Spider-Man meeting, pointing at each other.
Yes. Dan, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, if you could kindly leave the studio for now.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you are going to win yourself $1,000 this morning. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Dan, are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys is going to have its last stop this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at which Simon Mall?
Burlington Mall.
So really good guess.
He listens.
Question number two. Billboard's year-end charts include Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl as the album of the year, Morgan Wallen as artist of the year, and this song from Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars as the Hot 100 song of the year. Name that song.
Die with a Smile.
Trisha Yearwood loves the holidays, but once she gets the tree up, it stays up. She said the tree just has to come down before her husband's birthday in February. Who is he?
Oh.
No swearing, please.
Is it Garth Brooks?
My wife's saying Garth Brooks.
Oh,
sorry,
hi.
She's with me, too.
Hi, honey.
You should listen to her. She's always right.
What's your wife's name?
The women
Dan?
Are always right. Garth Brooks it is.
What's your wife's name?
Brenna.
She answered. I love it.
I was trying to get some money.
Question number four. Gavin Rossdale credits his success to owning a dog. Early in his life, he was the lead singer for which band?
Bush.
And question number five. It was a harrowing scene in Los Angeles Tuesday morning when this comedian and actor, known for roles on comedy TV shows like News Radio and Less Than Perfect, was discovered slumped over and unconscious on an L.A. street. Who is he?
That would be Andrew Andy Dick.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Andrew
Kennedy!
Wow, that was great.
That was a strong showing.
That was fantastic.
The Council of Dans approves.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Dan, with an assist from his wife, Brenna, got 5 out of 5 correct.
These coming for it.
All right, man.
$1,000 on the line. Kennedy, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense.
What I hear.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys will have its last stop this evening from 5 to 7 p.m. at which Simon Mall?
Burlington Mall.
Lock it in?
Oh, yeah.
50-50?
No.
Phone a friend?
Dude.
Billboard's year-end charts includes Taylor Swift, The Life of a Showgirl, as Album of the Year, Morgan Wallen as Artist of the Year, and this song from Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars as the Hot 100 Song of the Year. Name that song.
Die with a Smile.
Trisha Yearwood loves the holidays, but once she gets the tree up, it stays up. She says the tree just has to come down before her husband's birthday in February. Who is he?
Garth Brooks.
That's a long time to keep a Christmas tree. February?
Ooh.
Gavin Rossdale credits
his... That's
right. It's a Charlie Brown-looking tree.
Sure, it's fake.
Yeah.
Gavin Rossdale credits his success to owning a dog early in life. He was the lead singer for which band?
Bush.
Question number five. It was a harrowing scene in Los Angeles Tuesday morning when this comedian and actor, known for roles on comedy TV shows like News Radio and Less Than Perfect, was discovered slumped over and unconscious on an L.A. street. Who is he?
Andy Dick.
All right, question number one. You said Burlington Mall, great guess. Die with a Smile is correct, 2-2. Question number three, you said Garth Brooks. Yes. Question number four, Bush is correct. And question number five, you said Andy Dick. Yes, that is obviously correct. You're both very good at trivia. 5-5 is the final score. It is a tie, and unfortunately, with a tie for $1,000, we cannot give you the $1,000 because our boss Sal is cheap. Yes.
We ain't got that kind of budget.
Yep. Well, Dan, we appreciate the two of you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I cannot beat Kennedy. This is Dan from Gloucester, but I'll get you next time.
All right, I'll be waiting, my guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.